I'm a huge fan of owner-operator businesses. And for me, it's like it's a lifeblood. It's a lifeblood of this island. And I think you two deserve awards for the work you've done as two wonderful women who decided to come up with an idea that really has taken off. So 5 years is a big thing to celebrate.
Yeah, we're feeling really proud, actually. It's kind of hard to believe it's been that long already, but we're excited.
Well, you have a right to be, right? I mean, it's not easy. You know, think of all the things you've gone through in the course of the 5 years. When you look back at it, do you look back at it and going, gosh, it was harder than I thought, or it was easier than I thought, or do you even bother going there?
I don't think we knew what to expect.
Yeah. I know. And when we started, our kids were 1 year old. So it was, you know, we each had a 1 year old at the time. Like, I look back now, I think that was probably one of the craziest ideas we ever had, considering. But it's just, you know, one day at a time, one foot in front of the other.
Definitely.
Deep breaths an overall feeling of accomplishment, definitely.
What did you learn in the course of 5 years of being women with kids, one-year-old kids, owner-operators, in a time where there's been a lot of ups and downs in the economy, mm-hmm. and things going on and competition? I mean, there's a lot of other stores out there. You interior design is kind of unique, and you decided to go for a big location, kind of as a mm-hmm. when you have a furniture store, you kind of need, you can't do it in a small location, right?
Yeah.
But you kind of did think optimistically when you created it, right?
Yeah, and I would actually say, I think we learned that taking risks, you sometimes have to take risks, and mm-hmm. But alongside that, you know, we trust our instinct. Like, mm-hmm. we really do listen to our gut on things, and, you know, and I think we're just so fortunate to have, like, I'm so grateful to have Wendy for a partner because, yeah, having a really solid business partner is so key. We could never have done it.
Yeah.
I think you both have a really good sense of style.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And I think there is this vibe. Some people kind of have, you know, that, and others have other things. But I think that intuitive gut and having a sense of style makes you kind of in tune with what other people who also like interesting styles, I think you're more relatable to that in ways other people who maybe did a franchise kind of situation wouldn't quite understand or be able to work with, right? You have more flexibility
definitely.
Being in charge, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we get to, if we like it and both like it, we're like, okay, it's done deal.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you who may not have been into You Interior, why not? But no, really great place. It's on the corner, and it's a large place on the corner of Alamaha and Waikea. And it really almost looks like, I love your parking lot and everything's so beautifully done. And it is different than other furniture stores. I mean, some furniture stores kind of look like warehouses. Some furniture stores kind of look like it's something you'd see in a department store. I'm not putting down other places. I'm just saying my impression. But I kind of feel like I'm walking into a home when I go into your place. Did you want to make it very personal, or more personal than some other furniture stores?
Yes, I can definitely say that every vignette in our store was carefully curated. You know, every piece, like down to the picture frame that's on the nightstand, we don't put it there if it doesn't feel like it's something we would put in our own home, if mm-hmm. it doesn't feel right. And each space flows to the next space. And that's just part of our instinct as designers, I think. Just we want the whole space to feel nice. And, you know, it's, you can't envision it in your home if you walk in and it's on a shelf or place next to something that you wouldn't normally place
yeah.
it, you know,
yeah.
a sofa with a coffee table you might not use. So, yeah, it's a struggle every day.
we
think
that?
About
How
it carefully.
Yeah. And then you have to go hunt and, well, just as most of that, fixing it and putting it back together.
So, and you have how many employees now?
We have four employees. Yeah.
So still, for a big place, it's a pretty small, intimate operation.
It is. No, we're definitely a family. We've had some, you know, employee changes in the last year, but I think that we just have a really nice environment overall. So when people mm-hmm. start with us, it just, you know, it feels like a family. And yeah.
I think it feels like that as well when I go in there. You do quality furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And you made, when you were kind of thinking it out and doing your business plan, did you know your audience, the demographic? Were you pretty much thinking of a particular kind of person or family that would like what you were going to present? Did you have that in mind, and has that changed?
No, I don't think it's changed. I think part of our aesthetic, well, our business model is to provide quality but practicality, you know, pieces that are practical to an island lifestyle, you mm-hmm. know, that we live. We mm-hmm. live with sand and salt water and kids and pets.
And kids, pets. 1-year-old, 2-year-old toddlers, yeah. my gosh, and pets, yeah.
Red dirt, you know, we know the elements on Maui can be harsh, and we need furniture that will withstand the test of time. So yeah, we don't carry disposable furniture. You know, we mm-hmm. do carry pieces that you'll have for 10 years. We especially love all of our slip covered pieces. We do a lot of slip covered sofas, nice looking slip covers that, you know, can be thrown in the wash, put, you know, dried, you know, right at home, put back on and look as good as new.
Yeah.
That does come in handy, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah.
Do you sell the sprays to clean up those spots that you hate? I need some stain remover for my couch. Maybe I should just buy a new couch. I get what you're saying about disposable furniture. I really do. And people can sometimes look at something and it looks really nice, but they don't understand
mm-hmm.
how it's made, and they don't understand why it doesn't last as well. I mean, because you can't really tell. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't know, you know, the company, et cetera.
Yeah, you don't know what's in it.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And I know you have a good relationship with Lee. You've mm-hmm. worked with Lee. Mm-hmm. What? Tell us about Lee and your relationship with Lee.
Well, we opened as the exclusive dealer for Lee Industries 5 years ago. They are definitely one of our anchor lines. You know, and just to note, say, for instance, the cushions, Lee warranties their cushions for a lifetime.
What?
So
really?
And we have had a couple instances where a client buys a sofa and they're not inexpensive, and, you know, the cushion will just start to, it starts to sag in the middle where mm-hmm. you know, it hasn't been long enough for 2 years even.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee will send out a whole new cushion, no cost, you know, and that's not something you're going to get at a big box store where right. that sofa came from another country. And
yes,
it's just the level of service is amazing. Mm-hmm. They
was that one of the reasons you decided? Was that why you liked them and wanted to work with them?
Yes. Yeah,
their team is great. Like, you know, if we have a problem or question, they're on it. You know, they have our back, so mm-hmm. they make it easy.
Well, that's really nice, because that comes down to relationship as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you have to have a good relationship with the people you work with that supply you as well, which is really important. And I don't even know. Sometimes I just stop and think, what does it take to ship some of this furniture out in the time? And I mean, that's a huge element of furniture. It's like, how do you get it, the cost of getting it? Can you count on getting it in time, you know? So I know you have stuff in store, but you do have to deal with a lot of shipping, right?
We do. Definitely. That's the bane of our existence is getting things. It's not easy, and I think that people need to understand that is why it's costly. Like, there's mm-hmm. not really much we can do to get around it, but we do have, you know, promotions quarterly that can help curb the cost of the shipping, which mm-hmm. is something that we'll be doing next month.
For your anniversary.
For our anniversary. Mm-hmm.
Starting actually, it's the month of October, correct?
Yes, yeah. October 1st. We'll be starting our third Lee event of the year. And that's something that they offer to us as a dealer. They let us choose a few months where we can have a nice sale like that for our customers.
Good.
And October is one of our obvious choices because it is our anniversary month. So we'll be offering 30% off.
30% is huge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Off of the retail prices for Lee.
I mean, gosh, think about it, folks. 30%, $300 if it's $1,000. That's $600 off at $2,000. That's huge.
It is, yeah. It's a nice savings. So it's a good incentive. And And if you do it at the beginning of October, you'll likely get it by Christmas, New Year's. So that's always, it's a good time for people to consider, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. if they're going to be freaking out about it right before Christmas, like maybe think yeah. about it now.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and definitely. And at that kind of operation, 30% is a wonderful, wonderful offer. And I know you both are kind of have a sense, and you've done design, you do interior design as well, don't you?
Yes, mm-hmm. we are a full interior design firm as well as showroom.
So do people come in, look at something and go, gosh, I like this, but I don't know how it's going to look in my house and I need some help. I just moved and I need to, it's a whole different color scheme and everything. Will you come help? Is that what happens? Sometimes people just walk in and ask you, help.
Oh, that happens all the time. Yes, daily.
Really, seriously, daily?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's why we pride ourselves on having, you know, a staff of professional interior designers. We don't always have to go out. We can do it by photo, you mm-hmm. know, uh-huh. if someone brings in photos of their room.
Really?
Or, yeah. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're there to help. We want you to get your piece and it to be the perfect thing, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't want, at that level, you don't want to be disappointed that mm-hmm. you don't want to have buyer's remorse.
No.
The new sofa, yeah.
Is that what do you sell most in the 5 years? Is it sofas that you've sold most in the last 5 years?
Pillows.
Pillows.
We sell a lot of pillows. Lots and lots of pillows.
I would not have guessed pillows.
Well, it's, you know, like a fun, you know, fun piece that's, you know, you can move it. It's not forever.
And it's good for a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you have a nice selection. I don't know what's going to happen this year, but they're already, I mean, Halloween is full on, of course, but everything is going to be early. And last year, the year before, I know Christmas moved up into the beginning of November.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it did. It just, everything moved up. And now people are shopping now for Christmas. Is kind of interesting, but it is hard to believe it's 3 months away, folks. So you do have nice, really unusual hand-picked pieces that you have that make good gifts as well.
We do. We have a really nice selection of books. We carry really beautiful cookbooks, health-oriented books.
Huh. I didn't realize you did health-oriented books.
Yeah. Yeah, like farm-to-table kind of cookbooks.
I've got a book out there I got to give you called How to Fly with Less Stress. I'll see if you want to carry some down.
I would love that.
Yeah, yeah, especially for you,
just,
Jeff. Yeah.
Just came out. Oh, I'll give you one for free for your 5th anniversary gift.
Thank you.
Both that, because do you still have to go to the shows and go to the interior? Do you have to keep up? Because fashion, just like clothes, furniture has fashion seasons and colors and changes that happen as well, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely try to stay, you know, tuned in to what's current. I mean, we don't buy into trend, but, you know, we very much pride ourselves on being classic. We keep our pieces classic, but mm-hmm. we do like to see what's new. There's always mm-hmm. New introductions as far as fabrics. We're actually going to High Point in a couple of weeks.
Where's High Point?
In North Carolina.
Oh.
So that is
all the way across the country.
Yeah, yeah. Well, High Point, North Carolina is the heart of the furniture industry
in
America.
That.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Most American-made furniture comes from that area.
Huh.
So we'll go to the Lee headquarters and see the new fabric introductions.
Do they have new colors they come out with different times?
They do. They always come out with new colors. Some things won't be appropriate to us. They'll, you know, they'll have flannel and velvet and things like that. But they'll also introduce new sunbrellas and kryptons, which we...
What's kryptons?
Krypton is...
It's kind of fabric treatment that they do, I guess, when it's being made, so it's not something you spray on. It's like in the fabric.
Oh, really?
In the fiber. Yeah.
And so it's like a kind of like Teflon, so to speak, for fabric. So it repels stain.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so that's awesome here. Mm-hmm. And like the different fabrics and colors that they've come out with in the past year is huge. It's more than probably, I don't know, tripled the amount of choices we had before.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
So do you find yourself get tempted when you go to these places and see these? And go, oh, we got to get this. Do you ever get,
yes.
You do get?
Yeah. Yeah, we've definitely gotten into some trouble.
It's hard.
It's like the best shopping trip ever.
I like the fact that it's an American industry and it's got quality and they will work with you. And that does mean something. And 30% off, folks. Not only that, we're not going to give you all the details, but we'll know next week. There's going to be a nice promotion that's going to be available on Instagram and Facebook, where you're going to give a super nice prize away.
Yeah. I mean,
really, really nice prize.
Yeah. So if you don't follow us already, please go to Instagram, find Maui Hue, Instagram or Facebook, and we'll be announcing the details of that giveaway on the 1st.
Maui Hue. And that's Sunday we're going to know. And it will it be on Facebook? You're going to tell people also on Facebook?
Yes, Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm. So make sure to, you know, like our page, follow us, and then you'll be tuned into those, the details of the giveaway. We will be giving away a $500 gift certificate.
You're going to tell people?
Yes. Well,
I didn't know if you were going to say it or not.
We don't know when we'll be drawing from the names, but you have to, first step, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and when we share the photo, we'll have the details of how you can win that gift certificate.
$500, folks.
Yeah.
That's a nice, that now this here's the hard point. Do you use it for yourself towards the sofa, or do you do all your Christmas shopping?
Yeah, right. I was going to say, you get all your Christmas shopping done at the store. And
I mean, that's a nice, that could be all your Christmas shopping.
That is a gift to yourself, in my opinion, to get your shopping done.
Well, you know what? You are very right on that, you know. And I have to say also, there's a lot of places like stressful, but your place is very calm. You got parking. You can actually enter from Alamaha there, and there's a large parking area, and it's very calm, and no pressure. I mean, it's not like you're going to feel like, oh, I got to buy something. You can really just walk in and wander around and get ideas. I think a lot of people may not even have an idea of what they want, but they know they want something, and it's not till they see it, right, and see how it looks. Very different shopping. I'll tell you, I can't even imagine trying to shop online for furniture. I need to sit in a piece of furniture. I need to see how it looks. I need to see how it feels. And there are people doing this online furniture shopping. I'm just like, how do you do that? I can't even imagine, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, we do a lot with custom orders where people, unfortunately, it does come to that sometimes. But that's where they trust us, that we have gone to
and
High
you know
Point,
it.
And we have sat in that sofa. That's why we do it. We go and see pieces maybe we wouldn't otherwise bring
in. But
you
know it, yeah.
But we know, and we can attest to the quality and really, you know, help that customer feel comfortable with the purchase. And, you know, that's part of buying locally, is we are here to, if there are any concerns when they receive their piece, you know, we're here to help. Like, we're not just on the other end of the internet and we're not going to abandon them. We're here to,
in 5 years time, have you seen repeat customers? Because that's enough time where some people have actually probably gone into a place and moved again and that can happen, or you know, things can turn around in 5 years. Do you have repeat customers that come in, Or do the repeat customers just come in because they want to spice something up or buy something else for another?
Yeah, no, we have repeat customers all the time. You know, they're happy with their purchase, and then they decide they're going to do another room. And you know, they know that we carry so many different lines that they can choose from. Or if they can't find what they need in the store, we can find it for them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just having the interior design service as the backup. If you can't find it in the store, we can certainly find the right thing for you. So we do have a lot of people that come back.
So your kids are from one years old and now they're six.
Now they're, yeah. No, I'm sorry. No, we started we working met. Together yeah. when they were one.
Oh,
we didn't
okay.
open the store until they were three.
Oh,
yeah.
My.
So they'll be eight now. Yeah.
So how do you manage it all?
Such a juggle. Such a juggle.
Happens sometimes, it doesn't.
I mean,
really amazing husbands.
Oh, I have to give a shout out because Jessica said, I don't know if I can make it. My kid's sick, and I don't know. And I guess your husband came through and watched.
He stayed home today.
Aww.
Yeah.
Stayed home
with the little one. Actually, my 2-year-old is sick, so that's a whole other level of stress.
Oh, you've got two.
I have three now. I have a 17-year-old, too. Yeah.
Oh,
I don't.
I know. I don't see the gray hair. I know. I have to applaud you on that because you know it is a juggling, isn't it? I mean, and but it also helps that you two know each other, and you have ways that, you know, and understanding husbands help as well.
Absolutely.
but it does take, and I think any woman can relate to this. You know, I think probably some people thought, oh, I'd like to do this, but I don't know how I could do it. What do I do with the kid? But, you know, you took the risk, and you were able to do it. It's not easy. I mean, number one, folks, owning a business, and a business on Maui especially, it's not an easy thing. That's why I really like to celebrate what you're up to and what you're about, because it really is a lot of work, and a lot of people just go, ah, I can't handle all that. But the difference is like, wow, it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you feeling pretty happy and proud that you've survived 5 years and everything?
Yeah, I think that it's the key is loving what you do. Like, you hear that all the time, but we work really hard. We do, but we enjoy it so much that it doesn't feel like a huge chore. I mean, it's a pleasure to go to work every day. It's, you know, like I said, like we support each other. We have a great crew, great families, and a great Maui ohana. And so I do feel proud, but I also feel like it's so rewarding. It just feels, it feels good.
Can you both go on a trip, like a buying trip back to is it North Carolina or South Carolina?
We're both going. Yeah. And
wow.
That says a lot about our staff. They definitely.
And husbands.
And husbands, yeah.
I think that's wonderful that you can actually both get away. Because sometimes people go, oh, my gosh, I couldn't get away from the store for that long. It's like, and the kids and the whole thing. So
it's part of it. We have to keep it going. We got to go buy to sell, right?
And the fun part, right?
Yeah, it is.
So what's your Facebook site? And then we'll go into the Instagram and the website as well.
Yeah, so we are Maui Hue on Facebook and Instagram. So if you search that, you'll be able to find us.
Maui Hue. And I like Instagram a lot, and I like Facebook. I'm on it way too much. I am. I know. I mean, I really get it. And what's the website?
www.mauihue.com.
.com.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And people can get a pretty good idea by looking at what you've got there.
They can, but, you know, something about Instagram, we post almost daily when we get new things. It's just it's easier than uploading to your website. Absolutely.
Do you take the pictures yourself of doing that in there?
Yeah.
And I haven't found you. I do Instagram every day, and I hadn't found you. We're going to have to become followers. Yeah. I will do it. No, definitely I'll do it. I can't win the $500 gift certificate. No, because it wouldn't be fair.
Yeah.
But you, our fellow listeners, can win a $500. Now, how are you going to do it? We're still figuring it out, but it's $500. It'll be on Instagram and Facebook, and you'll be able to enter. How do you do the entering?
Look for our picture that we post on the 1st. You'll have to tag 3 friends, and there will be a hashtag that we need you to include. That we're still trying to figure that one out, but it has to be good. So do that, and you'll be entered, and then we'll announce the winner the following week.
Mm-hmm. The following week?
Yeah, we'll announce all the details on the trip.
I love it.
One day at a time.
It's absolutely wonderful. You know, one thing people don't know about, well, maybe they should know, I mean, if they've been in business, and there's more and more people kind of in business for themselves, not a lot in retail establishments, but they don't realize that when you're working really hard like this, sometimes you don't even get your own salary. You're laughing because you know, right? Because, you're laughing. And sometimes I go, boy, you know, if you were working for someone else, you get a salary. But all the money you make kind of goes back into the business. Do you put most of your money back into the business?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. But it's okay. It'll come back around. No, it's funny because I'll go home and be like, I wish I had a bed. I had a headboard. Yeah. No, we just started. I think we just each took home, something. Yeah. We just haven't It's like, oh, but that looks really good on the floor, so I don't want to take it home.
I know, it's so hard.
It's hard.
So. Well, yeah, but yeah, you need to have a headboard.
Yeah.
Just telling you.
I don't have one either.
You don't either?
For a nightstand? Like, yeah.
I think for your fifth anniversary, I think for your fifth anniversary, you deserve these headboards, you
Thank
know?
You.
And I think you got to think of your home as the showcase.
Oh, man.
It's also hard because I think we would redo our homes every year. You know, it's just like,
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, what is wrong?
What's wrong with that? You deserve it, right?
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful. Okay, so just kind of winding it up and I'm waiting for the people from, actually, I'm turning my heads here because I'm looking, because I'm waiting for the September people.
Oh, somebody supposed else to be is late, too. Good.
Well, it's like, I mean, they're out there. I just don't know I need them, but maybe they're listening. I don't know. But it's going to go over it. And it's not just couches, folks. We've been talking a lot about couches. But you have really lovely, I love your coffee tables. You have the everything, right?
Everything.
You have chairs that are really super comfortable.
Chairs, area rugs, bookshelves.
Art.
Lamps, art. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then down to the gifts, the picture frames, the candles, jewelry.
Bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Just sets.
Bedroom. Yeah, everything. Anything home. I mean, we sell fabric. If you want to come in and order a yard of fabric and you want to do whatever you want to do with it, that's fine. You can.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have beautiful designer fabric books in the back in the fabric area. And it's just, I think it's fun to watch people go back there and realize how vast it really is. Like, yeah, there's so many beautiful patterns and colors, and it's inspiring just to be in there. So
and they're very, very friendly. They're user friendly. So I want to encourage everyone to stop by and see the wonderfully friendly folks at U Interior Design. It's their fifth anniversary starting on Sunday. A huge store-wide sale is going to be on the last week, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. October 27th, 28th. Is that the Friday, Saturday, I think? At the calendar.
The last
weekend of October, the 27th, 28th, we'll be having our store-wide sale. So if you've had your eye on something, definitely make sure to come in then. It's not gone already. you can scoop it.
Well, that's an idea. You could go in and check things out, mm-hmm. and then there's a store-wide sale.
Yeah, or maybe you'll win that gift certificate, and you can use it that weekend.
Absolutely worth trying out. 20% is a great deal as well, store-wide. So it's going to be a wonderful fifth anniversary. Go down and wish our friends here, Wendy. And I have to say, Wendy, both of you have had, before you even opened the store, you had a lot of background in this field. You both were already very excited about this field.
Yeah.
When you opened the store up. You'd done design work before, hadn't you?
That's right. On Oahu and on Maui.
I didn't know Oahu. Really?
Yeah, I'm from there originally. And then after college, I lived there for a couple years. But definitely love living on Maui.
Mm-hmm. Very different.
Yeah, very different. It's beautiful, and the community here is amazing. It's amazing. It's very very close. And
your background was very interesting as well.
My design background?
Your whole background.
Oh. How far back do you want to go?
Well, until we have our next guest show up, you've got a long time. Until we get our Zeppelin people.
Well, we also want to thank, the customers and all of our clients that, have made it possible for us to be in business for 5 years. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for thinking of that. That is true.
Yes.
And I want to thank everyone that supports local owners, operators. I really do, because it's funny, kind of interesting, even in the time you've been there. Remember, think of all the big box stores that have come in since just in the 5 years since you've been around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, just a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And some now have gone.
Yeah.
Right? And you still survive, you know. So, but I think that there's a huge, huge difference between the local owner, operator, business place versus.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you go into one of these huge places, you can't find anyone to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't really know if, the quality, you don't know about the quality and how long. And I love the term you use, disposable furniture. You know, it may look, oh, yeah. But, I mean, the reality is sometimes these prices now aren't even $100 difference or $200 difference between getting something that's really good. versus junk. And I mean, some of that stuff you see,
mm-hmm.
it's some of the wholesalers is or places that, yeah, are mm-hmm. big box stores. It's not something you really want in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely support the local owner operators.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Everyone.
Well, I know you got to head out.
Yes.
But we're going to be. I'm going to have to text Ruthie to come in. She's not. Hi, Ruthie. She's not listening. I got to text her. I'm sorry.
It's a soundproof room.
I could come on in. but again, online, you can see MauiHugh.com.
MauiHugh.com. And yeah, Facebook, MauiHugh, Instagram, MauiHugh. I don't know what we're going to do if we expand Outer Island.
You didn't ever think of that, did you?
No, Eric said Oahu.
Oahu. Yeah. That's right.
No, you don't want to do that. No. Too much work.
No, there's nothing that we... Nothing's impossible.
Really? Are you seriously thinking of expanding?
I don't know. I think that's always been the next step in our mind, but we'll see. We'll see. Wow. It is a lot of work, and yeah. But we're still pretty young, you know. We can do it.
Good for you. Well, thank you so much for coming. It was
thank
wonderful
you.
To see both of you.
You
yeah,
too.
Thank you, too.
And happy anniversary.
Thank you
thank
very
you.
Much.